Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
You still got a damn moron.
How long have you been doing this?
Once a day, I got to do it. I got to just screw up the show somehow. I've been doing it for over 2.5 years now, Hunter. Isn't that crazy?
That is pretty wild.
2.5 years I've been here.
Yeah, doesn't seem that long.
No.
God, dude,
no,
time flies,
seems
man.
Like a lifetime. It seems like a friggin' lifetime.
I know, every day sucks.
Good God. Anyway, it is 6:36. Let's do Rock News.
Here's your Plan B morning show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Vicious by Hailstorm debuts at number 8. On the week's Billboard 200 album chart, it's Hailstorm's second top 10 album. Very exciting. Whenever I see a rock album do well on the Billboard top 200, that is good news for the rock world.
Who do you like more, In This Moment or Hailstorm?
God, why don't make me choose between my girls?
It's a tough one.
Don't make me choose.
Yeah. Did they tour together?
They're working on a second leg of the tour where it's a Hailstorm, In This Moment, and New Year's Day. So it's all female fronted bands. Mm-hmm. And it's a sexy, sexy show. But if I were to pick, oh man.
Hailstorm was first, right?
They came around kind of the same time. I think In This Moment's been around. Well, no, because Hailstorm's been playing together.
Yeah, yeah.
Lizzie and RJ have been playing together since they were like in middle school. Yeah. So. All right, talent-wise, they're both extremely talented. Looks-wise, they're both gorgeous.
It's a flip of a quarter, huh?
God, man. Yeah, I guess whatever one will take me. So neither. That's what it is. Lastly, I thought this was great. I think we should all hope to be this badass when we get older. The staff at a nursing home in Germany panicked late on Friday night when they realized two of the men escaped. Now, you may say, Brock, what does it have to do with rock news? Mm-hmm. Well, they called the police. Cops eventually found the two old guys at 3 a.m. at a concert.
Nice, dude.
They were at the Wacken Open Air Festival in Germany, which is the world's biggest heavy metal festival.
Yes.
These two old guys were like, all right, Harold.
Please tell me they were still in their gowns, too.
I hope so. I hope they were just hammered drunk, high on weed at this festival. Just so you know, the festival, this is no joke. Like Judas Priest, Danzig, Hatebreed.
Yes.
Like hundreds of bands. Hundreds of rock and metal bands.
Why do I see a movie in the future for these two guys?
That'd be fantastic.
You know, it's kind of like Harold and Kumar, but it's with these two old guys.
Hans and Franz.
They finally make it to the concert, man.
The cops said when they found them, they were, quote, disoriented and dazed, but they didn't want to leave. No, I don't take, they beat me there.
Get away from me.
I'm by my people. No, I'm not going.
I've been waiting to see Hatebreed for 29 years.
I remember my wife and I used to headbang to Judas Priest together. Don't take me. That's good stuff. So anyway, two old metalheads are still rocking out, and I love it.
I'd like to hang out with those guys.
Yeah, it'd be great. They'd probably drink us under the table.
Oh, yeah.
That's your rock news. We'll be back.